Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. It just turned 6:09 on a Monday evening in Lansing in the mid-70s, but up in the 80s tomorrow. We skipped over spring. I think we're right in the middle of summer. Hey, on today's program, a DeWitt couple whose baby died about a year ago at a local birthing center holding a press conference today calling for new regulations for midwives. I'll be joined by their attorney to find out what kinds of changes they want to see. And the Lansing City Council voting on the downtown casino project today, although a new poll released today indicating that the majority of Michiganians don't want to see any more casinos in the state. I'll talk to the spokesman of the group behind the poll to make some sense of it. But first, other states are doing it, and Michigan may do it also soon. Legislation now making its way through the Capitol for the state to join an interstate health care compact, a way to avoid the Affordable Care Act, labeled Obamacare by opponents. To find out if it's a realistic approach, I'm joined by the bill sponsor, Republican State Senator Jim Marlowe. He's the chairman of the Senate Health Policy Committee. Jim, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Michael, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So this idea that Michigan would assume oversight and funding of programs such as Medicare and Medicaid, the funding would be provided as a block grant. That sounds like quite a lot of administrative work for the state government to step into. What's the advantage of us taking this on?
Well, first of all, I think it's the best thing to do is to get rid of all these strings that come attached with some of these dollars from the federal. And when we have a tremendous accounting and reporting cycle that has to happen on these dollars. And so we would be eliminating that, and plus we would be putting the dollars as the legislature sees fit in our own state, not as Washington sees fit for our state. So that's the good news about it, and that's one of the reasons why I sponsored the bill. It's completely, there's three things out there. There's the Affordable Care Act that was signed into law in 2009, that takes effect in 2014, but some things have already started. If you happen to have a young adult that's, still at home, going to college or whatever, they can still be on your health insurance up to the age of 26, from the original 21-year-old. So that has changed, and that's happening right now. That took effect, last year.
I don't mean to interrupt. I do want to focus on the compact, though, because, look, opponents are saying this is basically an experiment that we're trying here, that there's never been an interstate compact that is this extensive. Aren't you concerned that this kind of sudden and dramatic change could lead to potential confusion and payment delays for those using Medicare and Medicaid?
No, I do not think that it would be any delays at all. I think that, I firmly believe that we're in the 21st century. We have computers that can, do just about anything. And I think it's time that we, get our house in order with the right technology. Some of our departments are using Cobalt still for their operating system. And I think it's time to get up to speed. So
wouldn't there be some initial, let's say, bumps in the road though, as we take over the oversight of these humongous programs?
Michael, I can't tell you that there's not going to be. I mean, they change rules in NASCAR, and look what happens with all the wrecks. You know what I mean? There's going to be some minor bumps in the road. That's true. But they change rules in football, and sports. So yes, there is going to be some, but I don't think that they're going to be overwhelming. And I think that this is just another option that's out there. I have the other bill that's out there, Bill 693, the My Health Marketplace, where we basically take the Affordable Care Act and we administer that here in Michigan. And so both of these bills can actually run on the same the one on the left track and one on the right track, on the train track. Both are going to get you to the same place.
I wanted to point out that critics are saying that one of the major issues with a compact like this is that it would disqualify Michigan and other states involved from receiving automatic federal funding increases during hard times. It would possibly prevent us from getting our fair share of the available pool of money. Isn't that a major problem in joining a compact like this?
Well, it can be a problem, but, that rule was written into law, and that rule can change if enough states, decide to take up the compact. So, the major thing is that I am a firm believer that Michigan needs to control our own destiny. Our residents need that assurance, and I am not happy with Washington driving the ship, especially when it comes to health care. It's just, when somebody has an issue or a problem, they've got a medical condition and a problem arises, and that's all it's going to do is cause anxiety. So I think that we can fix that and handle that better at the state level than at the federal level. That's the reason why I'm doing this. And I want to go through with your listeners, it has to pass the House here in Lansing. It has to pass the Senate in Lansing. It has to then go and the governor has to sign it. It then has to go to Washington, and it has to pass the House of Representatives in Washington and the Senate in Washington before any of this happens.
But isn't that what the problem really is? I mean, Congress would have to approve this. The Montana governor, who actually vetoed his state's bill on the compact, he said that we'll put a person on Neptune before Congress passes the compact. In a realistic way, would you say it's highly unlikely the Congress and Washington lawmakers will sign on to this?
I won't go there. I would have been the first one to tell you I didn't think that the medical marijuana was going to pass. And, I'm eating those words, so I'll just leave that there, that I'm not a betting person. But it's going to take a lot of work and energy to get this across the finish line. I'll say that.
Reports are that the healthcare compact grew out of discussions and research that was conducted at the Center for 10th Amendment Studies. It's based in Texas. It's a conservative policy group. When we see these kinds of bills that are coordinated nationwide among different states, how do they work? How did you get involved in this particular bill?
Well, quite frankly, I kept hearing people when I traveled around with my presentation on the My Health Marketplace, Senate Bill 693, and there was always somebody else presenting at an organization, be it a VFW post, be it a library or whatever, and lo and behold, so finally, I just said, If I ever have the chance to vote on it, I'll vote for it because it has merit. And all of a sudden, it became available, and then I asked for it to be my bill, and felt since I've got the other one, I might as well have them both. Uh-huh. And there's no confusion. What's going on? I'm the bill sponsor of both of them. I don't really care which one passes, just we have to do something that we don't get the federal one, because I just think that our options are so slim, and we have a great, and I'm going to say this again, a great medical system in the state of Michigan, and I do not want to lose that, and I'm afraid that if we get the federal plan, we're going to lose some of the great things that we're doing. Not all. Believe me, I'm not saying everything is going out with the bathwater, but we have a lot of great things in place, and we're doing marvelous things, taking care of people, we need to continue that.
One question about the Affordable Care Act. We unfortunately have about, let's say, a minute and a half left or so. But
that's okay.
You know, supporters say that basically this is a bill that targets those that don't have insurance. They're left in the gap where they're not covered by an employer. And there are an increasing number of these people now in Michigan, in the country. And those that do have good insurance through an employer now really have nothing to worry about. Is that
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Medicare and, you know, private pay insurance, either your employer or yourself, is not included. The individual is what's included, and Medicaid and My Child is part of this. And that is true. And the reason that so many of these things are increasing is due to the fact we can look at our state. We're bringing people back to work, you know, and they're coming back as contract employees in a lot of cases. The employer wants to see what kind of an employee they are. So it's sort of like, you know, a test. And the problem is that benefits normally don't come with that.
Right.
So they have to look for where they can buy it. And the exact same thing with small groups. The first thing that will kick in under the Affordable Care Act is from 1 to 50, and then the following year in 15 it goes from 50 to 100
but
is what's a small group.
Is it a bad thing to help those that are in that gap and are not covered by insurance?
We have to help them. We've got 500 to 600,000 Michigan residents that are going to qualify for this.
So we're talking about the Affordable Care Act now, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Are you saying that, are you voicing support for the act? I'm confused.
No, there's premises within the act that I'm in. I support the act as far as I would like Michigan to have control of the act, okay?
Gotcha.
And so it's law, it's coming, so why not make it better for our residents? That's what these two plans will do. You can take your choice, whichever one you want to do. You know, one we can solve right away here at our own Lansing, and just we need to vote it out. And the other one, we're going to have to be part of a collective, which is going to take many, many months to have this go throughout the 50 states to see who wants to be part of that.
Well,
so that's it's going to take longer on the compact. The My Health Marketplace can happen. You know.
Sure. And I certainly want to have you on again to talk about the marketplace, and we still have to see what happens with the Supreme Court ruling when it comes to to the Affordable Care Act. That is all ahead of us, but we'll talk about this some more. But Republican State Senator Jim Marlowe, Chairman of the Senate Health Policy Committee. Jim, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Michael, and have a great day.
You too.